Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney with Will.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, it's two times in a row. I feel like one of those sports commentators where they just pull random stats out of their ass, like, oh, he hasn't scored a goal in the last 38 seconds. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like, all those, like, they're like, oh, yeah. In the last 10 games, he hasn't done really well. He's only done this and that. And it's like, who fucking cares? How many goals does he have? How many, you know? Yeah.
I'm back.
You're back. Good. Today, what are we talking about, Will?
Well, news is starting to be a little non-existent. I think with us moving forward into, I still want to call it E3, but I'm going to just call it the digital conferences.
Digital 3?
Oh! Digital 3. That works.
There we go.
So we'll talk about a few things. No Animal Crossing for PS4, no problem. We now are getting Doraemon Story of Seasons.
Excellent.
And we'll look forward to what's coming out in May.
Cool. We'll also touch on Wrestling 2K21 being cancelled. And all that's coming up right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. All right, guys. Welcome to the show. The Gaming Word of the Week this week is brought to you by me, because I'm frustrated with these individuals. Hacker. I'm sure everybody knows what that is.
Yeah, I don't think any online game has ever been saved from it.
No, definitely been a commodity around here. Hackers are people, obviously, that break the game. They break them with cheats, or they break them with software on PC that allow them to basically auto-aim or do something stupid like that. That's completely unfair, and it's really, really hard to stop hackers, because there's nothing available to stop the hackers. But
when you have a hack running, is it not like, you know, when you put something on your phone, right?
Yep.
And you have like another program working in the back.
Yep.
It can usually tell. Now, cannot Infinity Ward implement something? So like, hey, this guy has like this other program running in the back. It's probably a cheat.
I think they designed it in a way where all the game code runs through this program first, and it's kind of like a designed as a very similar design as the game, so it maybe doesn't raise any red flags.
Yeah.
That's just me kind of talking up my ass. Who knows?
I don't know. I think another thing Infinity Ward should implement, which a lot of other games that have dealt with hackers have had to do as well, is they need a report feature.
Well, actually, that's actually coming soon. A reporter player functionality to kill cam and to spectate modes.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and this is another clever thing that Infinity Ward's doing. So, players in Warzone or Modern Warfare who report suspected cheaters will receive a confirmation in-game when a player is banned. They're also deploying additional dedicated security updates, updated matchmaking to match suspected cheaters together. So they're basically making it not fun for cheaters because they're against other cheaters.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with PC players, right? they work off of like just an account. So whenever anyone gets banned, they usually just create a new account. That's why a lot of these cheaters you see are level like 21 or something.
Yeah. They're also doing increased resource across backend tech, studio, and enforcement teams. So they're doing something. But yeah, the report a player functionality on a kill cam. But here's the thing. The kill cam lasts for, what, 5 seconds? So by the time you're like, wait, that was a total fucking cheater, the report a player functionality will be gone.
Yeah, that doesn't really make sense. I do like to spectate, though.
Yeah.
There's many times like I got shot at the beginning of a match and I didn't even know where from. And I watched the video and this one guy was in the wall.
Gross.
In the goddamn wall.
Well, I'll tell you what was in the wall the other day. It was a fucking munitions box that I bought for 5,000 in Warzone. And I dropped it and it went into a desk. And my brother's like, cool, I actually need ammo because I have no ammo and I'm totally fucking useless now. So we spent like a minute and a half trying to get this munitions box and then it just destroyed itself.
Wow.
Yeah. I got a win yesterday with my brother and another guy we play with, Laser Bear.
Nice.
And Cody actually got the win. Cody's not that good. We actually did really, really good yesterday. We had 20 kills on our whole for our whole team. Yep. Cody got 5 kills and the last kill he got was a double kill with one shot and that won the game. I'm like, that's pretty sick. He's fucking lit.
He must have been happy.
Oh, he wouldn't shut up about it for the next hour. But anyways, okay, let's talk about our first topic here, which is Dorman story of season. Will.
All right, so this one's kind of interesting, mainly because Dorman, I don't know, did Dorman ever come to North America?
I don't know what it is, so I'm going to say no.
Let me quickly, I'm just going to do a quick look here. I don't think it did. It's been around since the TV series was 1979 for Japan.
TV series. So it started as a TV series and then became a game?
Oh, sorry, like an anime?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like a manga, I think. Yeah, manga series illustrated by, Fujio?
No.
The pen name of duo Hiroshi Fujimoto and Moto Abiko.
All right, Japanese lessons brought to you by Will.
Oh, God. Yeah, so basically it's one of those like really infamous type of identities now for Japan.
Yep.
Like he's everywhere.
So it's like Pikachu, but like Dorman now?
Yeah, but this is way before Pokemon and stuff like this. I don't know. It says Dorman has generated at least 5.592 billion in licensed merchandise sales.
Jeez. The watermelon looks more realistic than the actual characters on this cover.
Yeah.
But
basically, he's huge in, I guess, Japan and maybe Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the idea was because they turned it into a game kind of like Harvest Moon, but it was only released on I think it's on Switch but only in digital edition.
Okay.
And the physical copy was only released in Europe. I'm pretty sure that's what my buddy Joel was telling me, because he was really upset.
He's upset this is coming out?
No, that because he wanted the physical copy.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, oh, I could order it from Nintendo Europe, but he's like, it's going to be over $100. I'm like, yeah, good luck.
All right. So it's Story of Seasons hits many of the same notes as Animal Crossing and Harvest Moon and Stardew Valley, etc., including setting up your own place to live, exploring the environment, hunting bugs, and experiencing the story of the unique town and townsfolks. So what sets this apart from Animal Crossing?
I think it's because it's using actual, like, licensed characters.
Right. So, what if Animal Crossing was, like,
Pokemon?
Well, no.
Can you imagine a Pokemon Animal Crossing?
Oh.
That's basically what they did here. Is I think this game was originally being developed as a Harvest Moon, and then it was literally scrapped and brought back as this Doraemon game. Now, I'm looking at I've seen the trailer, but looking at these screenshots compared to the newest Harvest Moons and Animal Crossing, this game looks pretty decent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm open to trying new things right now since I'm not fucking doing anything.
Yeah, I need all the games I can play. I'm kind of on an RPG fix right now, but yeah. I kind of rage quit the other day, so that's another reason I'm not playing games.
Right. Well, I don't know. I do want to try Animal Crossing, but I don't want to pay $80 right now for it.
Everyone's loving it right now. Even celebrities are playing. And I was, looking on the Switch store, and I was debating putting the $80, but I'm like, I have other things I have to worry about than this right now, and what happens if I pay $80 and I don't like the game?
Yeah, and you also have a bunch of games that you've bought and never opened and never played.
I've actually gotten better at that. I've played, three of them in the last, a month, so...
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
I think I only have, two left, and they're only from Boxing Day this year, or last year, so not bad.
Cool. You're catching up. Catching up.
Yeah, I'm getting there. And now with, there not being that many games and me not being able to go to the store, anything I buy is usually on the digital.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually... I used to be against digital because I liked holding the physical thing, but now that I look to my right, on a shelf by my studio here, I have every game I've ever bought physical, and I have not touched any of them in the last... probably 3 years. So that just goes to show how much I actually appreciate my physical copy fucking games. So and for digital, you don't have to leave your house. It's just ready immediately.
That's
as soon as
the one,
you know,
thing. And I don't know how it's been a while since I bought anything on Xbox. I've been mostly on a PlayStation fix for a little while because Xbox really doesn't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
But PlayStation is now allowing us to download the game 48 hours in advance.
Yeah, Xbox does that too. You can download it and install it. And same with the Switch. You can download it and install it before the release, and then it's just ready for you.
That's perfect. Yeah. So it saves me, unless it's I don't know, when the next console comes out, I'm definitely going to be buying Halo physical copy.
Yeah, I might come
probably
over.
Probably a collector's edition. This is Halo Infinite. From what I've heard, I'm kind of torn, like we talked about last week. They are talking about an open world. I don't know how I feel about that, but it still has me intrigued enough that I know they're listening to the fans this time about what they want.
Yeah, and speaking of collector's editions stuff, Will, you still have all the collector's edition stuff at my house.
Come and get those.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah.
And Will also has my birthday gift still from a couple months ago.
Oh, shit, I do. I can probably bail that.
I'll just do a drive-by and you can throw it out the window and I'll catch it. But yeah, like I said...
It's not really going to affect you very well, though, because the store is closed. Might as well just tell you now, I bought you an EB Games gift card.
All right, that'll do her. That'll put a dent in the $80 price tag for some new Switch game that I'm going to buy.
I could always just get you I can keep that, and how about I get you a Switch or a Nintendo e-card? Would you rather that?
I don't know. We'll talk about it later. I'm not really sure. Because, I don't know, maybe a good game will come out on the Xbox I don't want to buy.
That's true. Then just let me know, and I'll buy whatever card accordingly. Because with EB being closed right now, you're going to have to order from the website, and that doesn't really save you much time.
No.
It's like, I want to play this. It'll come in 2 weeks.
Oh, man. That's like when you buy old 64 games or whatever, or Wii games, and then you order it on eBay or something, and then you got to wait 2 weeks for it to fucking get there. That's the worst.
Oh, yeah.
And then by the time it gets here, you're like, I kind of don't want to play this game anymore.
Yeah, because the nostalgia that you wanted to play it is gone.
Yeah, exactly.
So you now put it on the shelf or leave it in the box, and you'll look at it again down the road and be like, I did buy that for a reason.
Yeah. Oh, my router fell over.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but looks like everything's all working. I'm still talking to you, obviously, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so Doraemon.
I don't know. It got a IGN gave it a 5.5 out of 10. So well,
IGN gives 5.5 out of 10 on fucking everything.
To a lot of games. They are very strict with their... let's see what Famitsu gave it.
What's an actual biased game reviewer?
It's not
IGN. One? Yeah, GameSpot's not one. Neither is IGN. IGN just gives everything a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, Metacritic gave it 75, so that's not bad.
Yeah. Alright.
Alright, well, I don't know. It comes out... It's already out for the Switch. I'm more interested in playing it, I guess, for PS4.
Yeah, that's September 4th, 2020.
Yeah. But it's still a ways away, so this is a game that'll it'll be in my mind, but it's not a, a for sure buy.
Yeah. Well, by September 4th, 2020, my kid will be probably very close, and I'll not be thinking about playing video games.
Yeah, have you already started putting money away for your console before the kid fund starts going away?
Well, no. I have money put away for the next 2 months for rent.
Smart.
But nothing like that. So hopefully I go back to work before that dries up, and then I'll have some money put away for the next-gen console.
I really have no idea what's going to happen. I just know PS5 looks like it's going to be over $500, and that's American.
Yeah.
So I'm saying we're going to have a $600 price tag probably here, maybe $650.
Well, I'm probably going to need your help. Because I'm going to say this quietly because the walls are thin here. It's not going to go over well when I buy a PS5 because it'll be $500 or $600, like you said. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to say that you bought it for me as a gift in return for all the money I've spent.
Yeah, say Mark as well, because Mark hasn't paid you back at all yet.
Fucking asshole. Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about that. And Brooks owes me $100.
Doesn't he still owe you $300? Because he was supposed to be our news guy, and he never did anything.
Yeah, he just schmoozed his way into the lines.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it was a good time.
Greasy guy.
Anyways, so yeah, Doraemon. I don't know if I'll try that out if it comes out for September 4th, but I don't even have a PS4 to begin with. So I mean, I could play it now, I guess.
But you could get it on the Switch. So, yeah. But it's all up to you. I don't know it. If you want a game like that, I would recommend just going Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say.
Everyone seems to really love that game right now.
And speaking of loving games, Will and I are going to be playing Halo Reach through to 5 starting on Monday. So we'll probably already
might
have
be
played.
A couple weeks thing, and because I'm not going to be able to play every day, but we're going to start tomorrow morning.
At 9 a.m.
Halo Reach. Yep. Yeah. Haven't decided on the difficulty, but I'm kind of holding off
heroic.
On legendary. Okay.
Yeah, no, let's do heroic. Halo Reach is on par as hard as Halo 2 on legendary.
I know, on legendary, the last mission is just some bullshit.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, we'll have to, we'll play that on heroic, and the only other one we'll play on heroic is, 2. Because
I can do all the other ones by myself on legendary. I could probably even beat 2 on legendary, just not as a speed run. That game's some bullshit.
Oh no, I'm not even gonna attempt a speed run 2, except for maybe the second mission, because it's so easy to speed run.
Yeah, there's a couple other ones we got good at, but
One we should
play through.
You want to play through it and not speed run it?
Let's decide on the day.
Yeah, we'll just play it by ear. I want to do the triple grenade jump.
We'll be done in like just under 3 hours.
Yeah, because we're not good speedrunners.
It's just the achievement.
Yeah, but when did we do? We did it. Did it take
what
3 hours?
Best time. I thought we got 2:15.
Yeah, which is a full hour slower than the world record. To put it in perspective.
But they practice like every day, and that's the only thing they try to do.
Yeah, the one.
And then when their record's beat by like 40 seconds, they try to beat it again.
Yeah. Well, if you're only spending an hour of your day, it's like, oh, I can only play games for an hour and a bit. I'm gonna speedrun Halo. The only level that I'm totally unconfident on is the where you have to shield bump through the collision on keys, like the. Because that's got to be pixel perfect.
Yeah. You've managed to do that one pretty good. The triple grenade jump you got down.
Yeah. What's the other tricks in that game? It's not really any that I can think of right now.
Think.
I actually really enjoy doing the third mission, where you start with the sniper.
I do too. We've had a couple issues though.
I'm trying to remember.
Especially with our sniper being blown off the cliff.
Oh yeah, that's annoying. Yeah, that's annoying. My especially weapon of choice
legendary, in Halo. They throw a lot of grenades.
Well, we put that on. Actually, what I want to do when we play Halo 3 is I haven't gotten par score on all the levels. So
I don't think I have either.
Yeah, so I want to try to go for that instead of speedrunning.
Yeah.
But we got to try to finish as fast as possible so we get the best multiplayer or multiplier.
Yep.
Anyways, so yeah.
Fun times.
Watch out for that this week. So if you're listening to this on time, we probably already completed Halo Reach. So hopefully that went well. Halo 1 is what I'm looking forward to. Probably Wednesday is what I'm thinking for that, Will.
I'm down.
All right.
And Thursday or Friday, we'll decide on Wednesday when we do that. And we'll post something on Facebook for everyone.
Totally. Okay. Let's move on to the next topic here, which is Wrestling 22K21. Did I say 22K?
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah, I said I fucked that right up, didn't I?
Yeah.
All right, Wrestling 2K21 has been canceled by 2K.
Yeah.
So 2K Games won't release an annual WWE wrestling sim this year, effectively meaning that WWE 2K21 has been canceled. According to the comments made on WWE's quarterly investor call on Thursday, WWE Interim Chief Financial Officer Frank Riddick said there's not going to be a launch game this year in response to a question about the release of WWE 2K21. Cancellation of this year's game comes down a year after the franchise's 2K20 was slammed by both critics and fans for its poor technical performance, with widely shared game-breaking, yet awfully very amusing visual bugs. Developer Visual Concepts took over for former developer UK's with last year's game after the Japanese developer left the WWE 2K series to work on its own wrestling project. So, I was listening to the radio yesterday, and they actually mentioned this article, which is what prompted me to bring it up on the podcast. And he brought up how good the Nintendo 64 wrestling games were.
They were. Even the GameCube wrestling game, I can't remember which one it was. I think it was Raw's War or something.
Yep.
Was really well done.
I played one wrestling game on the 64, and I can't fucking remember what it was. I just remember played as the ninja wrestler, like, every game. I can't remember what that one was freaking called. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to see if I can figure it out. But I had a lot of fun. I played that wrestling game, like, for hours.
Now, I have played every WWE 2K game except last year's one.
Okay. Because
I've never bought them at release because of bugs.
Yep.
And last year's game, like when it came out, the game was literally just broken.
Oh, God.
It didn't interest me at all. And now it's being on sale for like $30. I'm not interested one iota. But like the previous seasons and stuff like that, 2K19, that was a great game. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that one. The online is pretty fun. The story modes are really good as well. Like in 2K19, you start as an independent wrestler.
Yep.
And you work your way from independent to getting like a contract with WWE.
Hmm.
And then moving to their developmental area to like the main roster.
Right. I think the wrestling game I played was WrestleMania 2000.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah, because I just... it says the publisher is THQ, and that intro screen kind of rings a bell for me. But I can't remember who I played as.
You said Ninja Guy, so I was only thinking Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio, see if I can find him. I'll click on him, and if I... Like, as soon as I see him, I'll know him. Ray, what's his name again?
Ray. R-E-Y. And then Mysterio.
Control-F. Ray. No, that's not on this page. Oh, it's Ray. R-E-R-E-Y.
Yeah.
That's not on this page. So, maybe
I'm not? I'm looking at the roster right now, and I don't see anyone with a mask.
Dang.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. But that
might have been after this, though.
It could have been. Maybe it was something 2001. Man, remember when everything was like rolling on the 2000 train?
Yeah, WrestleMania 2000. Looking at how badly these pixelated characters look.
Fucking polygon mayhem.
The women look so scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe WF Attitude. Maybe is that the one I played?
Yep.
Could have been. Fuck yeah, man. How did we stand these graphics? Actually, we didn't give a shit. It was 3D.
That was like cool back in the day.
Yeah.
But like I'm looking at like I think that is supposed to be like Trish. I don't know. It's scary.
You know what? This actually kind of looks like the one I played. Because I just watched a quick video of someone doing a finisher and I remember that. Ray. Yeah, I don't have him in here either. Whatever. Yeah. Anyways, we'll move on. But yeah, I had a lot of fun playing this game. I just liked being the ninja guy because he got on the corner of the ring and just did a backflip and landed on a guy. And I thought that was the most entertaining thing. Ray. Yeah.
That's a luchador move, so. I'm a little disappointed with WWE in the last year. They released their quarterly, and apparently they've made a good amount of money in the last couple years.
Yep.
And especially in this last, like, the beginning of this year, like, their Q1 quarterly was apparently huge. But they do a lot of shady shit behind doors. Like, this isn't to do with video games, but this is just my own perspective from it. When the virus happened and all their shows were like shut down, because usually they, you know, they're in like a live stadium with like, you know, 60, 80,000 people. So that got shut down. And then because they didn't want to just stop their show, because they have contracts with USA Network and Fox, they decided to keep going and just do the wrestling shows with no fans. But then Georgia tried to shut them down, and somehow WWE, well, there's rumors that they paid like $18 million or something to the Georgia, like the Florida government, for them to be designated as an essential business.
Yeah, that's super essential. So I can't watch hockey or play fucking sports in real life.
But you can watch wrestling.
You can watch... Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah. And this is the sport where, like, Greece... Like, I was going to say greasy guys, but that's basically it. Like, guys with lotion on them touching each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. That seems worse than hockey or anything else.
Well... Yeah, the fans are the biggest pandemic risk, really.
They are.
You know. But anyways.
But at least NHL, NBA, they were also looking out for their players.
Yeah, totally.
Right? WWE doesn't give a fuck.
Well, isn't the virus spread through bodily fluids?
And it can be in the air.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a problem because a bunch of athletes sweating on each other and breathing in each other's faces. Yeah, good. And they travel everywhere, so that's also not good.
Yeah.
So
they're not traveling anymore. They're doing their shows just from that one, their development place in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just there.
So the WWE apparent confirmation of the 2K21's fate comes about 2 weeks after the report that 2K wasn't going to release a wrestling sim in 2020. Justin Leeper, a former writer on the WWE 2K franchise and the motion capture actor for Death Stranding's Higgs and Deadman, cited reliable sources in a YouTube video in which he said there will be no 2K simulation game this year. In that same video, Leeper said that 2K would publish a different kind of WWE game from different kind of game developers that's not Visual Concepts, but did not provide specifics. So, so this is an update as of 2 days ago. 2K spokesman told Polygon, "We will be sharing the details on the future of the WWE 2K franchise as well as some of the exciting news on Monday at 7 a.m. Pacific time, which is tomorrow for us." Cool. So
interesting.
Look up that news, podcasters, unless you're our Patreons. Actually, if you're a Patreons too, look it up, because it'll be out by now. All right, so Will, we're going to go to our poll of last week was best Final Fantasy game, and we didn't have anyone brave enough to go on our website and say which one was the best.
Yeah, even I'm not sure. Like, each game is different in its own right, so
yeah,
it's a tough call. But like, a lot of people did love 7, and I really enjoyed the remake, even as different as it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta say 8 and 9 were pretty good too.
So we don't like to talk about politics on this podcast, but I put a post on my Facebook page that says Trump's likely going to lose the next election because his followers are drinking household cleaners.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we should just let that play out. But, anyway, so, the question this week was, what games are you looking forward to in May? Which will be our next topic here we're going to cover. Thomas Noseworthy, I've realized that, change role because he's a Patreon and it's showing that he's not a Patreon supporter. Mr. Thomas Noseworthy. He's pumped to play the wonderful 100 remastered on the Switch. He loved it on the Wii U and it felt very underrated.
So wonderful 101. I was so excited with this game when they first announced it. I actually, I'm not going to butcher his name with me not thinking, so give me 1 second here so I can actually wonderful 101.
Well, while you're looking that up, Thomas Noseworthy is our latest Patreon. If you visit our website videogamesnow.ca, you can find all of our content, including our YouTube videos, social media links, and the game is news covering on the podcast. And after the show, if you can leave a review on whatever you're listening to us on to help spread the word about our gaming word of the week, which was again Hacker. As a Patreon, you get access to the podcast episodes one day earlier than everyone else, as well as a discount on our store, exclusive stories, and you can listen to the podcast live as we record it. What do you think, Will?
Ooh, I'm excited.
For the new 101 remaster or whatever?
No, I'm just like, Patreon, it's the way to go.
Oh, yeah.
We got some good stuff on our store, and I don't know, maybe it's about time we start thinking about some new stuff.
Think? Well, you got to say some more quotable shit. You got to say some more quotable shit, Will, but you haven't been here. So.
just play games?
Pretty much. Omega, I sent him a shirt. Because I said on my birthday, whoever becomes a Patreon this week gets a free shirt. So Omega signed up and I sent him. I said, what shirt do you want? He's like, obviously the say no play games. Like
that works perfect right now, eh?
Yeah. So
maybe we'll do an updated version of that one.
It'll be say home, no play games, and you're wearing a fucking mask.
Oh, we can have some fun.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Wonderful 101. So this was a game done by Platinum Games, and it was directed and created by Hideki Kamiya.
Okay.
Yeah. So probably not my first year. This is one of my years old down at PAX. They actually released this game a month in advance to people at PAX.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And signed with by the Hideki because he was there.
Shit, dude.
I was so psyched for this game. And I did enjoy it. But I think the hype about the game was a little more than what I got.
What do you mean?
I was expecting a lot more.
Okay.
I was kind of disappointed because I was a huge fan of like Beautiful Joe and Okami back on the original. Was Okami on the Wii or was that?
Okami? Is that the wolf one?
Yes.
That was on the Wii U. That was the Wii U.
You sure?
Yeah, I think so. I'll look it up right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hideki Kamiya and Atsushi Inaba, they worked together on Beautiful Joe and Okami. So two great game series. I just had higher expectations of than this action adventure game that they gave me.
Right.
So I don't know if I would play it again. I might. I'm just not going to pay full price.
Are you talking about the first one ever made?
Akami?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to debate. I thought that was on the Wii because it was the...
It came out on the... It did come out on the Wii. It came out in 2006 and 2007 on the PS2 and the Wii, and then the PS3. It was ported over.
Yeah. Played the best on the Wii, though, I think, with the...
Man, those were so underrated, the motion controls. It was just... like, Wii Sports. Like, holy fuck. How many hours did you pour into Wii Sports?
There's quite a few injuries, too.
On your part?
Yeah, well, fuck, man. Like, the baseball, I, like, blew out my shoulder.
Fuck, you're so injury-prone, man.
I just have bad luck, apparently, when I'm home. It's like, video games, I can get an injury. Especially Wii Sports. Or I'll get, like, a fucking paper cut from, like, toilet paper roll.
Man, I want to play Wii Sports so fucking bad right now. And I have no access to a Wii. That's unfortunate.
Bowling was on point.
Okay. Tennis.
Bowling, tennis.
Yeah, tennis was lit. Bowling, I could never get a perfect game. That was my whole goal in life, was to get a perfect game.
I got it once.
Bowling.
Really? Once. Yeah. My mom got it 3 times.
Fuck off, really?
Yeah, she was better bowler than me.
Doesn't that make you mad when, like, older people are better at games than you? Fuck.
Yeah.
What else? Baseball was fun, but once you hit pro, it was totally not fun.
That's what I mean. Like, I remember, like, trying to, pitch and, like, hit the ball. And because I was, like, so into it, like, I literally got a baseball injury.
Well, during pro, when you were batting, they threw the ball so goddamn fast. You're like, how in the fuck am I supposed to react to that? I'm not an actual professional fucking baseball player.
You just swing like a motherfucker.
Just swing at everything. You're like, I'm gonna get struck out because I just swing at fucking everything.
Yeah.
Or you swing at nothing because they just want to throw curveballs all day long.
Oh yeah, that sucked. You can't hit the curveballs on pro.
No.
You think it's coming straight and all of a sudden it goes down.
And then when you're pitching, if you throw a fastball, like, they hit it every time, single time. And it's like, home run. You're like, fuck. So you just got to, like, throw curveballs and throw the ball at them. And, like, it's, yeah.
And we had tennis.
Yeah, tennis. I was like, I think the max was 2,000 for your your rank. I was, like, 17. Like, I was so good at fucking tennis.
Oh, wow.
What was the other ones? Golf and boxing. That was the other ones. Golf was just like, I was so bad at it. I was so bloody bad at it.
I hated golf, I'm sorry. But boxing, I had fun.
Yeah.
It needed a bit more, like, reworking, I think, on a few things. Like, the punching and blocking was perfect, but, like, the dodge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the original Wii Sports only used an accelerometer for the motion controls?
Yeah.
But the Wii Motion Plus, I don't know what... Oh, they had a gyroscope. They added a gyroscope in it. Yep. That's what it was. Okay. Fun times. So, can we talk about how PlayStation literally copied the Wii?
It seems to be what everyone always does, though.
I think PlayStation kind of copied Nintendo for, like, 5 years straight. It's like, they copied the Wii. They fucking tried to copy... They tried to come out with their own handheld system, which... I can't say anyone talks about it anymore.
No, I still have mine, but I haven't picked it up in like a year.
They copied one other thing from Nintendo. And I'm like, can PlayStation just fucking do anything original? And then that's when Xbox was in its heyday because it excelled at multiplayer and online stuff.
And then PlayStation basically just took the Xbox Live.
And made it better.
Yeah. I still think Xbox is better.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I still prefer their party chat is way better than PlayStation.
Oh, okay. It's good to know.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to improve that for the PS5.
I think they will. I'm really... Like, we've got the specs now from both consoles, but I want to see like what these things can do.
I bitched about this on previous combat, previous podcast that you weren't on. Some guy who is not a dev or anything, he's just a consumer. He got his hands on the Series X.
Oh yeah, the guy on YouTube?
Yeah.
There's a couple of them. They gave him out. He can talk about it to a certain degree, but that's all he can do.
Yeah. Well, I was saying to Cole, this pissed me off. The first game he shows off is Minecraft. I'm like, really? Like, you couldn't show a game that had, like, a bit more of a visual, impressed me more visually?
I don't think he's allowed yet. He's basically a beta tester of the console to find bugs and stuff in the system.
Oh, okay. But yeah.
That's what they do. So I feel like now in May, when they actually fully announce the console and the games and stuff like that,
yeah,
he's going to be able to post a lot more on YouTube and review things.
Yeah.
Because he's probably already got a copy of some of these games. Probably. Maybe not their full thing, but he's probably maybe got like an early copy of like the first four missions of like Halo Infinite. That just allow him to see what the console does and if there's FPS, frame rate issues.
Yeah.
It's a big console, though.
I kind of disagree. Because I think they're keeping all those betas and QA in within the own gaming development companies. I think they have ports of stuff.
He definitely does. That would make a lot more sense. He's playing things that are already out, just graphically better.
Right. All right. So we're 40 minutes in here. Why don't we talk about?
We got our games for May.
Yeah. Exactly. So okay. What's first up?
May 1st, we have a game called Arcade Spirits. No idea what that is. Comes out on PlayStation 4, Xbox, and Switch.
May 1st?
Yep, May 1st. Then we got that John Wick Hex game coming out to PlayStation 4 on May 5th. I don't know. Like, there's a whole bunch of games here I've never even heard of.
Yeah.
You probably have the same list in front of me. Like, so the next game on it is Someday He'll Return.
Yeah. For PC, whatever that is.
I'll leave that up to you to review.
Yeah. Trackmania, which is probably like Discount Rock Band or something. I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure that's actually like a motorcycle game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Next, we have Wartile Hell's Nightmare DLC. I didn't even know that there was a Wartile Hell's Nightmare.
That's what I mean. So,
what fucking list are we on? What site is this? Games Radar.
Yep. Right. And they update this, so it's... Yeah, I don't know. Then we got a game called Fledgling Heroes for the Switch, May 7th.
Cool. Next up, we have Wavy the Rocket for PC on May 7th. CK... Star Wars Episode 1 Racer, which is the next one, fucked up so hard. Every Star Wars game should be released on May 4th.
Yep. I don't know why they didn't do that here.
Like, it's coming out on May 12th. Why don't you just pull it up by 8 days? Come on.
Yeah.
Every game's broken that's released anyway.
Yeah, it's weird, though, too, because this is an actual remaster of a PlayStation 1 game.
Oh, okay.
That didn't even do that well. Hmm.
So, right, then, oh, go ahead, sorry.
Best Friend Forever.
And it's so good, it's being released on PC and Switch.
That's like a friend simulator.
Is it?
I have no idea, I'm just making up bullshit. But that's what it sounds like, Best Friend Forever.
How fucking pathetic would humanity be if we're starting up friend simulators?
I have no idea.
Jeez,
for people that have no friends...
Well, if you don't have any friends, you can come over and listen to the Video Games Now podcast.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Song of Horror, Episode 5.
The Horror of the Song. There was a 1 or 4.
Yeah. for PC on May 14th.
Is it TT?
TT is Total Time in my head.
Okay. So Total Time Isle of Man?
I don't know. I don't think... Well, TT's for something else. For me, I don't know. Why don't we go down to stuff that actually that people know about, like Elder Scrolls Online, Greymoor.
Terraria is pretty good too. That's another game, kind of like Minecraft.
Yep, that's on May 16th.
Getting a big update. Yep.
Warhammer 40,000.
Interesting that it's coming to the Switch.
Yep. How do you say
Mechanicus.
That? Mechanicus. Nice. The game that Mr. Noseworthy mentioned, the 1 for 100 Remastered. It's coming PC, PS4, and Switch May 19th. Next is the game you mentioned before the cast started, Maneater.
Yeah, we talked. I remember when I first told you about this game. Everyone I tell about this game seems hesitant, and then they see like something new about it. And I'm actually really interested. I like how you can evolve your shark.
Yeah.
And every time you like say your first upgrade, you have a choice of three.
Yeah.
So if you play the game more than once, your shark's always going to be a little different. Not always, but you're going to like you'd have to play at least like 12 to 13 times.
It's going to make me never want to swim in the ocean again.
Most likely. But the funny thing I saw about this game is you can play as a good shark or a bad shark. Just like in GTA, you have like a neutral level.
So what would classify you as being a good shark? Like you only eat fish?
I think so. And a bad shark is if you eat humans, they're going to start sending bounty hunters after you.
Fucking bring it.
I know. But I was seeing like these evolved, like a couple of like videos, like the newest one a month ago. This guy had like, I don't know how far in the game he was, but this shark looked like a fucking alien. He had like tentacles and yeah, oh, it was badass. And then this one shark had like body armor.
Oh, fuck. Yes, please.
I'm like picturing my shark like a tank with like jaws of steel.
So can you evolve your shark into a full on megalodon?
I think you can, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So I'm actually really excited about this game. My biggest thing about it is I wouldn't pay full price.
Yeah, probably not. I would suspect it'd be $40.
That's what I think it is. I'm pretty sure it was $39 or $49. I'm bringing it up again here, right here. Maneater on EB Games is $39.99. So that will be probably a definite buy for me. That's $40.
That's, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, next on the list, Saints Row the Third Remastered.
Don't really care. I played Saints Row the Third so many times, I remaster doesn't matter. Just
yeah.
Give me Saints Row 5.
So Sword Art Online, I can't even say any of that.
Alcazation?
Lycoris, yeah.
Yeah.
So Blast 2 are on May 22nd, and also on May 22nd is the Wonderful 100 for Europe. So that May 19th release date is for the US. What the fuck?
Yep.
US is being greedy.
Then we got Minecraft Dungeons.
Yes, Bradley said he's excited for this game on the Discord.
I'm interested, but I never really got into Minecraft. I know Cole played the shit out of it and created multiple worlds.
Yeah, he created a D&D campaign for us. Yeah.
So that's why he was like, Minecraft Dungeons, he can create a whole story.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know. It might be an interesting game to play with friends.
You won't be catching me playing that. Sorry. Let's be frankly honest here. We're very eco'd out. Like, we want to continue playing eco and, like, beat the game, essentially.
Yeah.
And then do crazy shit, like, dig all the way through the planet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, I can only mine ore for so long before I go fucking insane. Like... on our previous account, we were just getting into the Iron Age, but we would, between me, him, and Hana, we mined ore, iron ore, for, like, a fucking day and a half, real time.
Jesus Christ.
We're like, holy fuck. And everything requires so much fucking iron, it's like, oh my God. It's brutal.
Yeah.
And then we started a new server, our Video Games Now server, where people could actually, join us, and we had a couple people actually join us in Eco, and then they went AFK, and it ended up just being me, Cole, and Hana again. It was like, fuck. So I wish, the one thing I wish they did was, if you have a small server, I wish it scaled down the amount of resources required to upgrade shit. Yeah. So Anyways, okay, so next on the list here is Ninjala for the Switch, May 27th.
No idea what that is.
No idea what that is. Cole was twisting his panties about this. BioShock the Collection on the Nintendo Switch for May 29th.
I have it for Xbox. I have it for PS4. I don't need to buy for another console.
Yeah. I'm shocked you bought it for the PS4, honestly.
It was one of the free games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
May 29th, Borderlands Legendary Collection for the Switch.
No, I'm good.
I'm never buying another Borderlands again.
I haven't even gone back to play like the newest DLC on 3 yet, so.
The last time I played was with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
they've added so much to the game now, apparently, though. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll go back and give it a shot. Then we have Fast and the Furious Crossroads, but that says TBO. Oh, never mind. We missed one. XCOM Collector Edition, Switch, don't care.
Yeah.
This one I'm actually interested in, I might do. Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition.
Was the first Xenoblade Chronicles a grindfest like the second one?
The second one was worse. I didn't even get that far in the second, dude. I played maybe like 80 hours, and you don't even get your mech to like 200.
Yeah.
And it's like an 800-hour game. I'm like, yeah, fuck no.
Was it 800 hours?
Apparently, if you did everything, if you just did the main story, it was 600. Because you didn't even get access to your mech till like 200 or 300 hours into the game.
Well, no wonder.
And then you could get like upgrades for your mech to make it stronger.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of time. Well, I do now, no. But...
But I might go back and play the original Xenoblade. Yeah, it's a grind fest, but I know where I have to grind, so...
Well... Yeah, maybe I'll get that with you then, and we'll play it together.
Yep.
Okay. Unless it's $80, then I might think about it.
It's a definitive edition, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
Let's take a look right now at our beautiful EB Games site. That's
yeah, but
getting a lot of orders.
Yeah. So while you're looking that up, two games releasing in May but don't have an actual date. Fast and Furious Crossroads, which will be on PC, PS4, and Xbox One, and Super Mash for the Switch. Not sure what that is.
Yeah, no idea. I'm looking at this right now. We're eliminating purchases.
$80.
I don't know.
Why? Why is every fucking game Nintendo releases $80?
Well, this is a remaster. It is, like, definitive edition. I'm just, like...
So, I'm just looking at my shelf that I was talking about earlier. Yeah. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games. So that's $800.
Yeah.
Same with the Xbox One stuff, I guess.
I probably have spent way too much money on video games.
Okay, now that I'm putting that into perspective now, and I'm looking at that shelf, I probably have... So that's 11 Switch games only. I have...
It's 1,100.
Like 13 Xbox One games. One of those you bought for me for my birthday, so we'll just call it 12. Xbox 360, I have... The pile is a little bit taller, so I probably have 14. 14 Xbox 360 games. We need to add this up. Do quick maths on the podcast. Kel, there it is. Yeah, I guess we got 11 plus 12 plus 14. I have, holy God, Jesus, 20 Wii U games. And I have, oh shit, 23 Nintendo 3DS / DS games. What did I say? 23?
23, yeah.
Okay, so these are pretty much guesstimations.
No, just remember though, DS games were 59.
Okay, so let's take those out then. So, minus 23. So, 57 times $80. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Just guess.
57 times $80?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Answer is $4,560.
Okay, I was going to say like 51, so...
And then How much were DS games? $50 Yeah, that sounds
$50
about right.
$50 Yeah, well, okay, it was $59 So that was what I was calculating right there. Is $60 times 23.
So it's another $1,380
Yeah.
That's fucking gross, dude.
I have over 60, I think, games for Xbox 360.
Wow.
Some are still in a box because when I moved, it's not like I was playing them anymore.
Right.
So I can't go through them all. I probably have 30 games for Xbox One. Fuck, I'm going to actually calculate this. So those are Xbox 360 games haven't changed. So those were still.
There were $70
Yeah, I'm going to just give it. But so, fuck, I don't even want to calculate this actually. So well, 70 times, let's just go 60, 4,200. I have, I think 32 Xbox One games at $80. Fuck. Yeah, I'll stop there.
Yeah,
just Xbox alone. I don't want to go into PlayStation and Nintendo. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm already sitting at like $6,200.
Yeah. And well, and you always buy the collector's edition.
But it's not account for those.
Yeah. So I'm sure everywhere, wherever anyone's from listening to this podcast, you guys have a buy and sell page on Facebook or something. People, fuck, are just trying to price gouge people so super hard with.
Oh, yeah.
With game console shit. Like, someone posted a GameCube with one controller for like $120. I'm like, are you broken?
Because they think it's a collector's item. But there's so many GameCubes out there, it's not really.
No. And it didn't even come with a game or a fucking memory card. Like, Christ, try to find a memory card for the GameCube right now.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's even on games. Like, I saw a guy for I think it's Abs for Bidding Wars.
Yep.
He bought Doom Eternal, right?
Mm-hmm.
It played it. Then he wanted to sell it for the same price he paid. But that was the starting bid.
Oh, get fucked.
It was like, well, maybe not the starting bid, but $10 under.
I see people trying to sell Xbox One S for basically $500. I'm like, yeah, okay.
They're only like 300 something now.
I know.
It's brand new.
And he had like one game with it. I'm like, buddy, no one's going to play fucking whatever it was. It was like a total like C, B-lister fucking game.
Yeah. And even Series X, I think, is down to like $400 now.
The Xbox One X, yeah.
Oh, yeah. One X, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Don't price gouge, friends.
It's going to be scary what's going to happen this year with two consoles.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because PlayStation has already said that they're not going to be able to make as many.
Well, and then Xbox also said that the biggest threat they had at the beginning of the Xbox One's life cycle was that it was $100 more than the PS4.
But they also are very smart this time, and they also said even if they have to take a small hit, they will adjust the price accordingly to the economy.
Well, yeah, they're making more money in DLC right now than hardware anyway.
Exactly. And the other thing, too, is no matter, they say take a hit, right? But their hit is not that big.
Pennies.
Yeah, they're going to sell, if they sell a console, that means they're going to sell games. They never take hits on games.
No.
That's the thing. And then if they say the console costs them $350 to make and they're going to sell it for $499, right?
Yeah.
But then they wanted to sell it for $499, but now they're going to sell it for, say, $450. They're still making a profit. Their hit is just them not making as much off of the actual value.
Yeah, and let's be honest, the only people taking hits on video games are the consumers.
Oh, yeah.
Zing! All right, I guess that's a good place to end the podcast. all right, guys, so thanks for listening to the Video Games Now podcast. Leave a review on whatever you're listening to the show on to help spread the word about our game of the week, which, once again, was Hacker. And jump on social media and join the fun. We got Facebook, we got Twitter, we got Discord, we got William.
Hi. You know, I got an interesting thing we should talk about next year.
Oh, yeah?
Accidents that happen on a console launch.
Accidents?
Or not next year, like let's talk about this next week on the podcast. Is let's look up and see what were the most outrageous things that happened to people when they were buying a console. I remember hearing about people being robbed at gunpoint after leaving, like, Walmart.
The fuck?
Yeah. So let's look this up. That'd be a good little side topic for us for next week.
All right. Sounds good. So tune in next week to talk about accidents and all that. And that's coming up next week. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Have a good week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.